Hello, Dr. Wright. So good to talk to you. My question is about niacinamide.
Sure.
I'm pre-diabetic, and I also have had high inflammatory markers in the past. And I tried to take niacinamide, but I did get a bit of nausea, so I stopped. And I was wondering if I can just reduce the niacinamide or how to cope with that.
Well, you got all the right ideas, ma'am. You're exactly correct. You had to stop if you get nausea. That's your liver saying, oops, can't process all that much. I can't anyway, that liver. So, yes, you can get by with less, though. The big deal for using it, Mary, is that anyone who is pre-diabetic, there is excellent medical research saying their bodies can't make much, if any, niacinamide internally. And so they're constantly deprived of it, whereas people who have no tendency in that direction and never do get diabetes, they can make niacinamide internally from the amino acid tryptophan. So you're quite right about looking at getting some niacinamide into your body at a level that your liver will tolerate.
Safest
way, ma'am, is to get the small size 500 milligram tablets. And I hate to put it this way, but they're inexpensive. Bronson Company makes a very good line, and it's very inexpensive. So you just start with one a day and give it a week or so.
Okay.
Does my body bother that from that? Hardly ever happens. So then you go to one twice a day and give it another week. And each time you may take a step, you give it a week. And then what you might do, you're probably taking the 3 grams a day that's usually recommended. You might just stop at 2 grams and stay there, because that is a blink of a lot more niacinamide than any pre-diabetic individual is making in their own body.
Okay, great. My husband is also pre-diabetic, and he was concerned about taking it because he read that it leads to a high hematocrit, which he has trouble with. So what can you tell me about that?
Well, I had an Italian grandmama on one side, and what she would say is niacinamide leading to a high hematocrit is Bologna. That's Italian for Bologna.
Okay, great.
Really, and second thing, all of us guys, since we don't have menstrual periods by nature, we should be considering donating blood quite regularly, because there are studies, which I won't get into the details of, but there are studies that show that donating blood significantly cuts the risk of heart attack and stroke. And yes, it brings down the hematocrit at the same time.
Okay, great. And may I ask you one more question?
Okay, we've got a couple people waiting, so let's go ahead.
Okay, this
fast.
Should be pretty, I hope, quick. I recently have had, have to go to pee very frequently. I took a new job and I'm in the field, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm really having a lot of trouble with this. And I never used to. Is there anything I can take, or is there a reason for that?
First thing to think of, ma'am, is a low-grade bladder infection. What I mean by low-grade is it's just running just barely beneath the surface, not enough to give stinging or burning or anything other side effects when urinating. But those low-grade infections can do what they're doing to you. So since there's a super safe remedy, ma'am, it's in all the natural food stores, and it works on 85% of the bacteria that cause low-grade or high-grade bladder infections. It's called D-mannose. You've heard of that one?
Yes, I have, on your program.
Okay, well, it's a simple sugar. It does not aggravate type 2 diabetes. Let's underline not. It's not that kind of a sugar. And what a person can do is take a scoopful. All of it is in a powder. Comes with a scoop. And you take a scoopful every 4 hours, and you give it at most 3 days with no results. And if there's no results, you quit. But usually during those first 3 days, there's an 85% chance that low-grade infection will go. Now, let's say that doesn't do anything. Could it still be a low-grade infection? Yeah, it could be 15% chance there's some other bacteria, so you might at that point need to get a culture to see if it is bacterial or not, and if so, guess what? Potassium iodide takes care of the problem, and that one you better work with a physician who knows about potassium iodide, because taking too much can suppress the thyroid. So we don't really need to get into antibiotics at all if it happens to be a low-grade infection. Now, could it be something else? The only thing to think about, and then I better shut up too because the break is coming. The only thing to think about is as we all get older, I'm sorry, menopause happens, And sometimes, if there's not enough estrogens particularly and progesterone secondarily, and oddly enough, a teeny bit of testosterone, why, the health of that part of the body isn't as good as it should be, and we do get all kinds of weird things happening, and then we go on hormone replacement, and what do you know, they go away.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thanks for calling. You know, you and I just are getting the word out to everybody. That's the whole point of the radio program. Thank you. Okay?
Great. Bye-bye.